Let's talk about your voice and three mistakes to avoid. It's really interesting to me how the voice is the most nuanced. So the cool thing is, with some simple shifts, you can make a huge difference. And especially with women, I've noticed that our voice really is the thing that we could stand to work on the most and that would give us the biggest payoff. The thing about our voice is that it is our greatest power tool. So let's start. We have three mistakes that I want to walk through today. One is upspeak. I'm going to introduce myself in two different ways, just a short intro, and have you listen and tell me which one you think is more credible and confident. So here's person one. Hi, my name is Karen Laus. I'm originally from Minneapolis, but now I live in San Francisco. Option two. Hi, my name is Karen Laus. I'm originally from Minneapolis, but now I live in San Francisco. What do you think? I'm hoping that you're going to say number two is better, because I am speaking with conviction and there's a declarative tone about me. When you think about upspeak, what it is ending a statement with a question or a comma. And this oftentimes happens in people's introductions. Actually, I would say about 90% of the people I coach do this in their introductions. And it sounds something like what I just said. So I want you to think about, and if you have a recording of yourself introducing yourself, definitely listen to yourself, but practice and record yourself so that you do speak with that declarative tone. There is a movie that Kevin Klein was in many years ago called The Emperor's Club. And it was a great example where he went around to the students. It was a prep school, and asked each of them what their name was. And one guy said, "I'm Steve Smith." And Kevin Klein's character said, "Do you think you're Steve Smith or are you Steve Smith?" And that is the thing we want to keep in mind. We want to speak with conviction, especially when we're saying our name. Above all else, you should be confident when you're saying your name. I have actually done this as well in groups of people where I have them go around the room and say their name. And it's amazing how challenging it can be to say your name with a period. I don't exactly know why that is. I can tell you why that is in introductions, though. In introductions, most people don't exactly know where they're going next. So it becomes this laundry list and run-on sentence where they're introducing themselves. You know, I'm from Minneapolis. I went to college on the East Coast, and then I moved to San Francisco, and then. So we'll do a whole episode on how to craft a powerful introduction, but definitely be ready with an introduction of yourself. So that is the suggestion that I would have there. But let's repeat here that with this tip, the mistake is upspeak when you end a statement with a comma or a question mark, which makes you sound unsure and not credible. And also ultimately you avoid building trust, because when you come across as if you're unsure, then when you should be sure, then you can come across as if you're not credible and people won't trust you as much. So keep that in mind. Very important. Make sure that you speak with conviction and a declarative tone. Now, one thing that you can do to practice this is to record yourself reading something. It's amazing. When you read, whether it's an email or a book, you punctuate just like is written. And yet somehow with the spoken word, we tend to forget punctuation. And the pause is such a beautiful thing to insert there when we are speaking with conviction, because it gives us that space as well. So as opposed to just ending with like, "Hi, my name is," or "I think this is a really good idea." You want to make sure that you say, "I think this is a really good idea," where there is a nice period there with conviction. And then it sets you up to move into the next sentence. I've actually coached executives more than one on this that has had to do their name. Probably the highest, I think, was 11 times, where somebody could not say their name without the upspeak. So it's a common problem. You're not alone, but you will stand out if you speak with conviction. Let's move to number two. The mistake is we are soft-spoken or tentative. This happens a lot with women, especially when we're unsure. So what you want to do is make sure you project. You have nice volume. Let's talk about how to do that. What you don't want to do is speak from your throat. Like imagine the last concert you were at, maybe in your younger years where you go, yeah, like, yeah. And sometimes what happens is when we speak, we end up saying, okay, speak louder. So I might coach somebody to speak louder and then they'll speak louder like this. And then it just sounds like they're yelling at you. So notice how different it is now. I can still project with that same amount of volume, but hear how much better and deeper my tone is because it's coming from my diaphragm, not my throat up here. And a way that you can practice this is to hold your hand on your stomach, breathe in like a balloon, and then go. Now, it might sound weird for those of you listening, might go, what is she doing? But I'm holding my hand on my stomach, breathing in very deeply. And a way that you can tell that you are breathing from the diaphragm is your shoulders don't go up. Sometimes when we say take a deep breath, our shoulders go way up. And if you think, try to keep your shoulders down and breathe in as if you have a balloon in your stomach that you are trying to fill up, and then breathe from there or speak from there. Another way you can practice this for those of you that have access to a pool or a bathtub is to hold your breath underwater for a while. It's a way to help practice the diaphragm. Those are a couple of tips to help you with that projection of volume. The other thing that is important to do always, I'm going to say this again and again, is to record yourself, whether it's on video or whether it's audio, but so important so you can hear it. Now, I will give you another tip around this is to listen to it without video. Even if you record it on video, put your laptop away or put it down or move your eyes to the side so you can just hear it and ask yourself, would I like to keep listening to this person or not? Do they sound credible? Do they sound like they know what they're talking about? And a massive part of this is your voice. Let's move to the third. The mistake is we have a scripted tone, might even be monotone. So think about avoid scripting out your words. It's not going to sound conversational. So the antidote or the tip to this is be conversational. Have vocal variety. Think about changing up your pitch, your pace, and of course, volume we already talked about, but have that variety so that you can show energy in your voice. And pitch might sound something like this. See how I went higher, or listen how I went higher. And then I might go a little bit lower. Then I might pause at times for effect. And ultimately to add more and more variety to your voice. So you can keep people engaged. Nobody is engaged with a scripted person. And yet I know that a lot of us want to script things out so we don't forget anything. But the problem is you're not going to sound natural, and people connect with a natural human being. They connect with someone that seems like they're human. And when we script, we sound like a robot most of the time. And then imagine this, you script something out, you forget your place or you lose your place, and then you can't find it again. There have been a lot of mistakes in politics and business related to this. So don't be one of those people. We'll talk more about notes in another episode, but I would just recommend using those small post-its and having one idea per post-it. That will help you to stay with your flow, speak from the heart, and be natural in your tone. Because the last thing too anybody wants to hear is a monotone person. Either way, your credibility is on the line. And one thing that I want to add to this, beware of the scripted tone. With tone, sometimes also as women, we get into this breathiness where it's almost like we want to be extra dramatic and have people really listen to us. And it's amazing. This is one that is extremely nuanced. But you really have to tune your ear to this one, but start noticing it. You're going to start hearing it now that I mentioned it. And you might even notice it in you. Like, let's talk about these three amazing tips to avoid or to the one, anyway, you get my point. Be careful about that breathy tone. Be conversational so you can connect with people. One other thing I want to add here as we wrap up is disparity. There is always this disparity gap that seems to happen with people. And that is we are thinking we come across a certain way and we actually come across differently. In other words, the way we come across is very different from how we think we come across. For example, I have led groups with this volume thing. I've had one person, let's say somebody's in a training room and they're working on their volume. I actually have a person leave the room to see if they can hear that person that's in the room say a complete sentence. In other words, that if it's loud enough for them to hear it with the door closed, then they can come back in. And oftentimes people truly think, I'm yelling. I couldn't possibly talk louder than this. And I say, just keep talking louder, keep pushing it out. So you've got to push it out. This is one area where I say, don't trust yourself. Trust the video, trust the recording. That is going to be your best way to be in tune with reality of how you truly are coming across, because I'm for you. I want you to be as credible and trustworthy as possible in the way you come across, because I have seen women miss some really amazing opportunities simply because of how they came across. So again, three things we'll wrap up. Avoid making the mistake of upspeak, of being soft-spoken, and of a scripted tone. Instead, speak with conviction, project, and be conversational. If you love this episode, subscribe and leave a review. That helps other people find it. Thank you so much for listening today. And remember, you too can stand out with unshakable confidence.